Peace, everyone. And welcome to another episode of Somewhere Between the Sun and the Moon. I am beloved. I first want to say that I'm very, very proud of every black person globally that is taking a stance on the front lines, that is educating themselves, learning, listening, healing. It's all a process. So I'm very proud of you all. We are the pioneers. You understand? We are the pioneers for the next generation. We want to begin systemic change in the now. Right? So, as you can tell, possibly, that this episode will not be catering towards poetry. As I've stated in the beginning, this platform is geared, of course, towards poetry and black poets. But I also want this platform to cater to the issues now and the solutions that we can curate together. From black men to black women, to my people in the black LGBTQ community, my black non-binary people, you understand? All oneness, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm aiming for in anything that I do. So I'm continuing to educate myself so that I can have that unity, and that I can further perpetuate that unity all across the diaspora. But this episode today, I truly want to touch on a specific topic that I've been seeing that some friends of mine have been speaking about, some associates of mine have been speaking about, and it's about black men being present in spaces for black women, right? Now, I spoke about this on Twitter, and I've seen a couple of people that I follow and that follow me speak about it as well. My statement is this, and it's a bit long-winded, so just walk with me, okay? Black women are not social sponges. What do I mean by this, right? They have to be strong for every damn body and then go home and be strong for herself. She's strong in her workplace. She's strong at home. She's strong on the streets dealing with, you know, rhetoric here and there. She's strong for the black man when police are tearing us down. You clearly see it today. This isn't new. History repeats itself. We gotta show up and be present in all of the spaces that she encompasses. Excuse me. We have to be present in all of the spaces that she encompasses. No, I'm just freestyling right now. My mind is everywhere, but this is a topic I truly want to touch on. Because I've just been seeing a lot of rhetoric, and I had to get off of Twitter for a moment. I was like, let me just get on my podcast. Let me just speak, you know? And as a black man, I have to really, really touch on these topics. I really have to get to the root of a lot of these things. So what does present mean? I pulled it up here. Present means being, existing, or occurring at this time or now, current. So when I hear black women say they don't feel protected, they don't feel seen, I don't think many black men understand this, because subconsciously or consciously we we've turned that switch off as far as seeing people that mirror us. You understand? We only see ourselves. We only see our issues and shit like that. But I'm saying, cut that bullshit out today. Black women's issues are our issues. So touch back on that. Being present. Being. Existing. Occurring at this time or now. Yeah, see what we gotta realize, black men, we gotta begin to take stances. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. We've all heard the saying. But we cannot maneuver how we did when we were 16, 17. No, that shit is not flying. That shit, listen here. A lot of you motherfuckers is gonna get left. Excuse my language. But it's serious now. We have black women saying they don't feel seen, that they don't feel protected. She does not have to be strong all the fucking time for every damn body. How can she give back to herself if she's always pouring into other cups? We have to pour. And if you're not understanding, then you're going to get left. And I'll move with those brothers that really want to do this work. You understand? I think, and I touched on this as well in the episode titled Accountability. And I feel like a lot of people don't really want to address that because it forces you to look at yourself, tear down yourself. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to tell yourself where you fucking up at? Are you? That's the issue. And I can only speak on my journey specifically. That's how I understand. That's how I've become to understand over the years. Is that no one person told me to do better. Nobody told me to do better. You know what I'm saying? I took it upon myself to look at myself in many mirrors and dissect the things that I did not like about myself to become a better man for myself, for black women, and for black men. I disregarded notions I walked with for years out of self-hate, rhetoric, ignorance, offensive bullshit, because I didn't address the internal shit I was going on within myself. And the moment that you do that, you begin to see shit from a different lens. So black men, you have to go within yourself and get to the root of your pain. Because it's not the black woman's job to be your damn punching bag. You understand? She does not have to stand and take your bullshit because you don't want to man up and take care of your own shit. We're in a time now where we gotta have unity. And I'd be damned if I be building with anybody that doesn't understand this. We have to be present in every single space. You have to be willing to risk your life for black women. For black people, all black people. You understand? You have to be willing to do that. You have to be willing to take a stance. So I'll never be one to tell you that the journey to growth is an easy one. That it's not hard, that you won't not like yourself because you're so used to the bullshit. But I'm 26 right now. And I know I'm going to have a family, black children, black wife. And I want to be the best man I can be for them. So I don't know how it is in your journey, but for me, I took it very seriously. I unlearned so much false information, so many fallacies that I walk with because I thought they were normalities, right? and my eyes opened the moment I let go of so many things, and I started embracing everything that was embedded in me from a child. You understand? I ran away from so many things because I thought being smart, being intelligent wasn't cool. You understand? That's what I did as a child, as a teenager, and into my early 20s. You know, running around with rhetoric because I thought it was funny. Being ignorant to colorism, sexism, misogyny, and I touched on this in my episode Accountability, and I touched on it for so many years in my poetry, you know. But that's what you gotta do. You gotta break yourself down to be able to be present for Black women. There's no way you can be present in any space if you haven't taken care of yourself. Again, the Black woman does not have to take none of your bullshit if you ain't ready to step up and be a man. To be a man means to take accountability. One of my greatest Black leaders of all time is Malcolm X. Malcolm X didn't wake up Malcolm X. At one point in his life, he was Detroit Red, a pimp. But who I remember him today is one of the greatest Black leaders of all time, a man that helped revolutionize my mind and helped me understand my plight. And so many other Black leaders I look up to, so many Black writers, so many Black film curators, Black novelists, Black actors and actresses that I look up to, that I revere, that I give thanks for. So you have to be willing to understand accountability. You have to be willing to understand what it means to be present. Because I'm telling you, man, when a Black woman says she doesn't feel protected, she doesn't feel seen, it should affect you. You come from a Black woman. You have to defend her with no apologies given. You have to take that stance. Otherwise, you're getting left. And I'm not holding your hand on this journey. We got too much to do, and I'm not doing it. I'll continue to advocate for Black lives all across the spectrum. I will continue to protect Black women. I will continue to advocate for Black women, Black men, all Black lives. It's just that specifically I wanted to touch on this topic. You understand? Because it has to change. You know? It has to change. And I don't feel it's this unobtainable thing that you can't get. It just takes time. I told you, I'm 26. I didn't wake up who I am today. I had to build myself. You know, I had to build myself. And for Black men in society, it's so easy to be a detriment to people that look just like you. It's very easy. But that's not the only way. You can be so much more. You can be protection. You can be the healer. You understand? Black women do not have to call to you. You're not a child. Maybe internally. If you take this as bashing you, I feel bad for you. Because I had to break down myself to understand why it is I do what I do today. So if you're not willing to break down yourself, maybe this discussion isn't for you, and you know, continue to do what you do. Continue to be ignorant, to continue to not educate yourself, continue to spew rhetoric. Not me. I made that choice years ago. That I will not move how society says I have to move. And that's just what it is with me. You see, once you take a stance, it's clear. It's like a mountain being hit by waves. You understand? That mountain will not move. It's going to stand firm. It's not going away. So my stance for Black edification across the diaspora is clear as day. It's not going away. My stance for advocating for Black women, Black men, it's not going away. My stance for Black trans people, men and women, it's not going anywhere. Again, for my non-binary Black people, it's not going anywhere. So we got to continue to build. And we can't give our energy to people that's not trying to educate themselves on how to be better. You don't just wake up a perfect being. Innately, you're going to fuck up. You're human. You're going to fuck up. But does that mean you can't educate yourself on a better path to be that ear for Black women? Because I'm going to tell you, I know plenty of Black women that just tell me, beloved, I just want to be heard. I just want someone to listen. You think she want to go into these spaces of different groups of people that don't understand her plight? She can identify immediately with you just based upon you mirroring her. But you're so caught up in your ways that you don't even listen. You rather hear and then jump in instead of listening to interpret. Or just brushing off what she's presenting to you in the first place. So as I said, during this time, we are truly going to see who's ready for liberation. But liberation comes and it starts in your mind. And with that, you have to have a paradigm shift within yourself. You have to be comfortable with people not resonating with you anymore. Your friends, your homeboys, whatever you call them. You have to be comfortable with people not understanding. And that's what it boils down to. You have to be willing to tell yourself, I don't want to move like that. Some people may say you changed. Okay, whatever. Fuck it. So what? That change is going to benefit you in the future. It's going to show Black women that you are prepared to take that stance for them, to be present in their spaces. No one should feel unseen. Our ancestors went through 400 plus years of the most grotesque bullshit that has ever happened in humanity. So we got to recognize that first and foremost. We cannot perpetuate what the oppressor has been doing to us over here for 400 plus years and in different nations for almost 1100 plus years. Excuse me. We got to get shit together. Black women, I've seen all over my timeline. I know women, black women personally, that tell me they would die for black men. Though they don't feel black men as a collective will die for them. You gotta understand how that must feel. The ultimate sacrifice. Are you willing to do that? Now I tell you, I'm willing to give my life for a black woman, black man, for black people, all black people. That's what so many of the pioneers before us made that stance. They took that stance. So you out here walking with fear. Is it fear? Is it fear to be better? Is that why you ain't you're not present? Listen, black men, I love you. But it's time to be better. And if you're not ready to be better, you're getting left. I hope you understand that. So in closing, more poetry geared towards our specific time right now will be presented to you all very soon. My poetry book is on hold right now. I'm a bit indifferent about releasing anything right now, because I solely want to focus on organizing, reaching out to those people in different facets of this movement. It's still a thought, but I'm highly indifferent about it right now. Again, I will be using this podcast to create, communicate with different peoples from our own background, our similar background, or outside entities that claim that they are allies. We shall see. Though it all begins with a discussion. I started my day actually watching quite a few lectures and debates. So from James Baldwin, Angela Davis, Kwame Ture, just to name a few. And we have to begin holding these discussions so we can see what it is we need to do on a structured plane. I'm not opposed to the rioting and things like that. Our people have been hurting and they fucking tired. So, you know, I understand that completely and wholeheartedly. I just want us to all understand that once we go home, we gotta have a structured plan. We have to have a structured plan to mobilize, however that may look like. You understand? We have to come together. We have to unify. That's what it's gonna take. We have to be present for each and every one of us. So, again, with that said, I'll be closing this out. One last thing. I did make another Twitter account. I've had that profile for about 9 years. And I just feel like I'm growing from it. On top of, I've been, like, when I'm tweeting, and I have, like, let's say a tweet goes viral, I've been met with a lot of combative nature from my own people. For example, I spoke about gang reform and having these gangs go back to what they were intended to do in their inception, which was protection forces. I was met by people that mirror me combating that. No, different things like that. And then I also had, you know, white people immediately trying to target law enforcement and things like that. So I was just like, and I've been noticing that a lot, you know, with, you know, tweets that go viral, whatever. So I just wanna, I just wanted to curate a clear and concise platform for Black people, for Black artists, for my Black activists, and you know everything that we encompass, so we can have a proper platform to communicate, and then if need be, you know, communicate there, and then if need be, go outside of that to properly organize. So I just wanted to curate a whole different account. So yeah, and I'll keep my old one, I want to say, until maybe the end of the month. It all depends. So, and follow my Instagram as well, KHXLIL_. I'll be holding a live discussion tonight, having a few guests come on. You know, I don't know the exact topic, but we definitely going, we'll be speaking, and I'll be having different opinions and perspectives come on, so we can actually have conducive dialogues. And my other Twitter account, it's all lowercase, it's TheBeloved1__. I will begin reaching out to different peoples of our community that fall into different things, as far as maybe agriculture or painters or, you know, writers, poets, photographers, things like that, because I have a lot of ideas that I want to get out there, and I want to be able to, you know, change the narrative for us, and just get things rolling, as well as my Black activists. So I'll be reaching out to you all as well, so we can get things moving, because I'm not just a poet, I'm not just a writer, taking stances as a Black activist. So I really want people to understand that in regards to my art. And you all will see that once I release Memoirs of a Black Boy, touching on some of the earliest stages of my life as a writer. You all will see that, I feel. And then we're going to continue to keep it going with more volumes of Memoirs of a Black Boy, which are ready. But things have to be planned out specifically during this time, and I'm not comfortable with releasing anything right now for monetary value, on one aspect, as well as while the audience will be reading these pieces, becoming edified and seeing who I am and who I've become from, you know, adolescence to a man. So, you know, in due time. But yeah, my primary focus is organizing right now. What else? There's one more thing. There was one more thing that I wanted to say in regards to writing. And this is freestyle, so apologies. I got up out of my shower and I was like, I need to speak. So the last thing, I have been actually working on a few pieces that are supposed to be for books 4 and 5. So I'll be releasing some of those on my Instagram. So again, follow me on my Instagram for that. Very heavy pieces, but very necessary pieces as well. Next episodes, I will be reciting poetry again. I will be, again, having people come onto the platform and speak and share everything that's needed to be shared. But again, I know I've been saying, and again, just because so many things have been bouncing off my brain. So, in closing, again, I'm very proud of everyone that's on the front lines. I'm so proud of everyone that's been doing the work, that's been educating themselves, that's been learning. I'm so proud of my spiritual workers that's been, you know, doing what they need to do. You understand? to collectively come together, we have to bridge these gaps. We have to educate ourselves, and we have to, you know, sometimes more than likely tear ourselves down to build ourselves back up. You know, don't think of destruction in such a negative way. Don't add negative connotations to it. And nature is a necessity. You have to get rid of old things to bring about new life. So when you're going on your journey, if you've accepted accountability and you're going through this path, understand that the end result is beautiful. Educating myself was one of the most pivotal moments in my life, because I ran from my purpose for so long due to what I thought other people thought would think. And how foolish was that? But I am who I am today because of it. And I'll never revert back to who I used to be. A shell. We gotta become forces again. And I feel during this time we are becoming forces. And that's why I'm so proud. That's why I'm so happy to be alive during this time, because it's change. Systemic change is on the horizon. And I'm so grateful for Black people globally that's been taking that stance. So I love you all. Be safe, be vigilant, and if need be, please take your time. I know we all want to be informed with social media, but you have to take your time. You have to breathe. Take your time, people. All right? Get that rest. Put your phone down. Get your spirit together. All right? Much love. Peace.